Alright. Okay. So we're up to Rishay. Al Yirakos Ver Pi Adama. Now we get into the halachas of Yirakos. Not the even though it's not a pre, but they're, you know, vegetables, whatever, they're Ver Pi Adama as well. Afilu Vishala, Afilu Bishlam, even if you cook them. And the general thing with Yirakos is that we're going to see about which is, you know, if something's raw, you cook it, whatever, we'll see. That the Kankal Peris Kitnius, Shatonin Chaim of Vishalim, right? We're talking about that anything which is good, you know, raw or cooked. Barachalim Achabishulam, Kibirchosam Haruiolahem, Kodan Shabishul. Then you go ahead and you can, you make a bracha, even if you cook it, even though it's edible raw, it's okay. But these things like squash, gourd, and beets, and kruv, that they're better. Even though, yes, for health people like put beets in the shred beets into their salad and stuff and whatever. But it's not. It's better. Obviously, it's more edible cooked. Rakum nowadays is common. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It used to be it wasn't, but yeah, today it's common. Kishem chayim evarach shahakol. So these things, so when you eat them, you make shahakol. Achabishulam bor pri adama. Right, so I mean, you know, it's like cabbage nowadays, I do think you make adama because it's a normal thing to eat raw cabbage. The tumi, the shumin bekarti, port velaz, you have you have garlic and onions. Kishem chayim bor pri adama, when they're chai, you make bor pi adama la'achad b'shabishlam shahakol. Now this is funny because people don't usually eat raw garlic and raw onions nowadays. It used to be more common. Like you had the story with Rebbe and Reb Chiya that someone in the shir had garlic and smelled very strong. They used to eat raw. They used to eat it raw. Nowadays we don't eat it raw. Some say the pshat over here is that they're young and they're, it's before they and they're not as sharp. But nowadays the halacha is that if you eat raw garlic or raw onions that you would make shahakol.
Just a comment that usually goes after the cows, but there are places, especially in Ukraine and others, where the mamash eat onions like it's an apple. So it goes after the...
Right, okay.
The reason why we have it sucked in the kruv was shahakol is because it was almost cooked.
Right, it's a fita dara.
So now kruv, raw kruv is
out of the house? Yeah, I don't think anyone argues with that, because everyone eats it, people eat it raw.
Yeah,
right.
Said.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just giving a little background.
Right. So, well, I was specific about broccoli or cauliflower, because is that considered that people eat it raw? It's very good raw. People eat it in salads, but it's unchanging. Most people eat it. Most people probably eat it cooked, but I'm not sure.
I would say that there is broccoli, maybe more of a cauliflower. Raw cauliflower becomes extremely popular throughout the entire world. Everyone's putting the raw cauliflower in their salads.
Mm-hmm.
Their raw cauliflower.
Well, I grew up with the pickled
broccoli
in the salad,
raw broccoli. You very rarely see like a pickled broccoli, but you'll see tons of cauliflower.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm just bringing up the issue. So he says that the Rama says, "Hagad the mechshav nishtanu l'griyusa." The issue we have is if you cook something which is better raw, and then it turns tasteless when you cook it, so then that's called nishtaner le griyusa. Afilu bishlam im basar nishtabcho, even if you went ahead and you boiled it, put it into a soup, but now it tastes good. Ein hashevach mitzav asa elamachos habasar shevahem. For instance, zucchini is complicated because you don't eat it raw. Roasted, it tastes very good. If you boil it, just take boiled zucchini, try eating it, it's tasteless. If you put it into a soup, you know, and now in the chicken soup, it has a good flavor, so then, so I don't know what the actual bracha is, because it's cooked.
It's a vegetable.
Yes, it does give a little bit, so it does give a little bit. The question here is on the, there's three things in the soup you have to deal with. One is we'll see in a second, the broth itself. Two is the vegetables in the broth, and three is if there's meat. So, something which is usually eaten raw and you cook it, and it's, but you put it in the soup, it's still, the Rama says, it still doesn't get another bracha, because the only reason it tastes good is because it absorbed the flavor of the fat and the flavor of the meat. I'll go into the broth. If you go ahead and make a vegetable broth, they get hadama. Even if it's at the time of the yerek. This is according in Reish Beis. There was some holding between the Rosh and the Rashba about by fruit. Question is it derech or is it tam? But everyone agrees over here by yerakos that you make hadama. Hani mili shabishlam below basar. Of course, that's where you cook it without meat. No bishlam in basar. Varachalav shahakol, because the basar, the taste of the meat becomes the, or chicken becomes the ikur. The acre flavor. Now, the thing with the yerakos is that if you cook the
vegetables, obviously, if you eat the soup together with the vegetables, of course, if you just make adama on the vegetable. If you go ahead and you have some vegetables in a lot of water, so that it's really just making vegetable broth, and you're eating the broth. So the post can say that since you're making it as a soup, meaning as a drink, a shtia, so therefore the water then, even if you want to say there's tam, it's still a shahakol because the inner point of this is to have a cup of soup, you know, whatever, vegetable broth, not to have vegetable liquid.
Right. So I'm hearing two things. So if you cook a vegetable soup, and then some family members add the vegetable.
No, okay. So it really
doesn't.
No. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. If it's like a vegetable soup, which is a lot of vegetables, and you just cover it with water, even the soup is hadama. That's definite. If you make a broth, meaning that you like, you know, like you go ahead and you want to make like a, you put a vegetables with a lot of water. And to make a broth, clear broth, that would be
the vegetable stock is different than a vegetable soup. Kachav the vash of the vegetable, someone's going to juice kale or juice spinach, they would also make a shahak.
That's going to come up. when it comes to eating the vegetables, even in if it's a big piece of vegetable, question, even if the soup is shahako, if a chicken soup, the person can break down, and even so, you should make adama on the vegetable shiva. It's not bottle. It's not tuffle to the soup, but like a shahako on the meat, well, that should cover the soup as well.
So he's saying that if there's meat in the soup, then, or some chicken, then it automatically becomes shahako the whole soup. Because it's a chicken soup.
Right.
While if it's a vegetable soup, then it's a
vegetable, right.
Is that still true? Is that, you like, you have some chicken? Does it depend on what you call a chicken soup?
No, not about you. It doesn't call the name, but if you put, it has to be enough meat if you just throw one little piece of meat, let's say it's like a cholent, you throw a token piece of meat in just to make it flatulate. Okay, if you eat the meat, obviously you make the big piece and make a shantel, but a chopanim doesn't turn the, you know, if you don't put barley, we get to the barley. It won't turn the whole thing into a shahakol because you put, yeah, the masur, cholent would be a similar type of thing. But al kapanim, if you put like a token piece of meat in just to give a little bit of flavor, I don't know if that would change the whole thing. If you put like a chicken in and it turns into like it's a chicken soup.
Yeah. So does it come down to whether you relate to it as a chicken soup or a vegetable soup? Not exactly.
I wouldn't say you call by what your name is, but that's in a certain sense, yeah. I can't say exactly how much chicken, how much, you know, whatever, but being around, that would be the idea. In Saktam, if you squeeze vegetables out, or juice them, any of our holes of mashing are shahakal. And you only make shahakal, and then we have the fruits, that's not the main part of the vegetable. Chalcham, the chatichos chanos, if you chop them up for salad, or melonish chanos, they're chasod of nekah. They point out, just like my fruits, if you went ahead and made like, you know, you made tchina or something, you take a vegetable and you made a paste out of it, peanut butter, like, yeah, the peanut butter are vegetables, type of vegetables, so then you make, it's not nicker, so then you make a shahako, it's made around all of the evidence, it's okay.
Should we go a shahako and almond butter as well, though?
If it's not nicker. I mean, if it's for the hospital, it is. You know, if it's
almonds instead of almonds, then you make a shop on almonds.
I mean, sometimes you can see like little bits of the like.
An almond butter, you can still put.
So it depends on the brand of butter.
You're saying chunky peanut butter is badama and smooth peanut butter is shahapa?
Smooth peanut butter is definitely shahapa. The question is, chunky peanut butter, you know, even though they add, it depends how big the pieces are. You know, if it, you know, if it's thicker that there's this piece of peanut, even if they add it in afterwards, which could be they do, it's usually what they do. They don't like just half, you know, usually they have two vats and they usually mix it together after. But still, since it's nicker, the piece, there are pieces which are nicker, it'll hurry you and make hadam on it. Unless it's kishu chai varach al shahakal, unless it's a sort of turnip of some sort, then you make a shahakal, because it's not edible raw, or potato as well, or anything like that. But in hu mavushu, a kavish, a kavish of rachal, right, pri adama, then you make a hadam, even though it's kavish, it's still, that's considered like cooking, and that's good enough.
And
that applies to beets, too. And the beets as well, the eggplants, all these types of things. Reishva. Berach al peiros ha'ilan, borei pri adama. If you go ahead and you...
You made a mistake.
You made adama yadzama. Berach al pri adama, borei pri ha'eitz. But if you made adama borei pri ha'eitz, lo yadzama. Because if it did in the Mishnah, when the Chacham made a more specific bracha, so that it lost, you can't go backwards. Each thing, the more miyuchad it is, the more kosher it is, then it won't pull in something back. So the more broader. That's on the bracha eitz, not yotzei adam.
But why?
No, if you make eitz on a vegetable, you're not yotzei.
If you make eitz on a vegetable,
Adama, if you made adama on coffee, you're not yotzei. Okay. But if you made adama it's a broader bracha than ha'eitz. That's what I'm trying to say. That the rapier adama can also say because eitz comes from the adama, so therefore it's also nichlal on there.
You're holding something, no matter what it is, it's either food or it's vegetable. So you
may not
have
done one
food.
If
you
get some,
you
may not eat, and
it's vegetable,
or
not
eat. Yes. Yeah. Hilchot, even with stupid, you create, you don't know, it's like a papaya, where there's a machokis, a post game, is it that or that, or, you know, if you don't know, then you make kaldama. I'll call him over shahakal, yotza, filo, pasviyayin, and shahakal is the broadest bracha, and therefore cover everything. If you don't know what it is, then you make a shahakal. I will look on a priyadama u prihaid. So let's say you have a carrot and an apple. Veracha priyadama, and you veracha on the carrot. It's kavin liftor as priyahid, and you have kavala to go ahead and to pop the apple, yotza. But the post can bring down that's not a chachila. And some even say that the Shemar brings down that there are people that there are those who say that you ate it, but it really doesn't counter it, and therefore you really should just eat the carrot and then be mastic and then eat the apple. That it's not really yotzei, but it's not even you know. It's the Mishnah says it's a machlokes. It's better you don't make another bracha. However, you should just not eat the apple. You have to get into sfeikas. If you have kavana, the thing is, if you have kavana for the other food, it could be a patris. The Shacharim doesn't patris. But al kapanim, the Mishnah says if it's a machlokes, you should. It's better to try and wait. If you don't, you can eat it because you can follow the Shacharim. Any bracha, you shouldn't be masik between the bracha and the achila. You should eat it right. Hefsek is not just talking, it's also waiting more than the kidei dibor, which is like 4 seconds, before eating it. The tzaracha shmiel oznav, you have to speak it out. You know shmiel oznav, yotza, you are yotza, besach achila, levash yotza besfasov. As long as you actually said the words. If you didn't say, if you just thought about it, unfortunately people, mumble it, and they don't say the words. But they're thinking they're saying the words. They have to try to be saying the words out. They are in b'chol lashon. You can say b'chol lashon. Or there are shulchan is mafakrik on this. It says nowadays we don't know how to translate things properly, so it's not then anything b'chol lashon doesn't really apply. Leivar arum ashechaser. Also, you can't make a bracha just like David, and you can't make a bracha until you're wearing clothes. And there are going to each. Well, each of your sheriffs of Bnei Hashemat we had a woman, if she wants to eat something, she can go ahead and she can sit down. Tofas Bakarka, she can sit down on the ground, and sit down on the ground. Gazem is Kasa Ervasa, because the ground then covers her erva, but she'll even eat Arum, and even if he's not Arum, Liberosa Erva, Sharosh Bagula, also the Varech, that if Bibles or whatever, we have this in Tefillah, so it's also he has to cover his head. That I saw the Piscatura Rask brings down what about women? Would the women, some of them cover their hair before they make a bracha? It's a thing, because they it's a thing that's discussed. It's an idea of Midrashim.
It's not
required. It's a good thing. He says there are women who are mock, but it's for the idea of more sneers, more whatever. It's an idea, but just bringing that up that there are some women who are mocking on it. Kol damer shebavarach alav la'ocho la'riachlo, anything which you make a bracha to eat or to smell. Torah will also be amina, kishuhu mevarach. You have to hold it in your right hand when you make a bracha, just like Baha Abdullah, you're supposed to take the besami in your right hand before you make the bracha besami. Ein mevarach lo ala oichel lo ala mashke achivu lefan. You can't make a bracha on food until they actually bring it in front of you. Beirach beirachavach achivu lefan. If they made a bracha, it's coming, the waiter's bringing the food, you made a bracha, and you see him coming from the kitchen, and it's not, right, turn off the bracha on a cheret, it's not yotze. But mishabera kalperish on the fun of yakra kaviyu lo yotze yotze min, or minavish, because of kibir kasarisha, in a tar levar. For example, you have the story of the kid who wants the treat, and he makes the shahaka, whatever, so he's not yotze. Even if you do want to say for chila, whatever, it's a bracha levatola, and not yotze, because it's not right in front of him. No one, and if you tell him b'das acheres, someone has to get it, so that doesn't work. As long as the mean acher is as long as they say that it will come, if all of the some of the original mean there, the chila still left, then it can be also some shahakol. Let's say you make a shahakal on fish, you sell a little bit of fish, and you want to take a drink, or you want to have something else, so then as long as there's a little bit there, still it also ponders.
Why is it
tefila? Because it's an order, listen, the karot, if it's the same min, if it's apples, so then, Rama says, It's important that you should have das. It's better to have das on everything.
Specifically, not just that man, but anything of that
bracha. Anything, right? Anything, yeah, right?
Of that bracha.
Right. That's the best. When it comes to popping other things, it is. I don't think it does require shahapa, for example. Water won't pop to anything else. If you drink water, make a shahakal on water, it's not going to pop to other shahakals.
Even if you have money,
it's a shahakal. And it's in front of you. If it's in front of you, it's fine. But if you...
But water in general doesn't pop to other shahakals, even
if
it's in front of you.
Well, if it's right here...
I thought water in general doesn't make a pop to anything, but if you make a shahakal on cheese, it pops to all
that. How does it even pop to? You're not pop to anything. You're making a bracha on all the things that will be brought in front of you. What is it that pops?
Okay, so... Perhaps not the best choice of word.
Yeah, but
it encompasses all the other food groups.
It doesn't. When you take out gufen and then that pops all other treats from different brothers, I understand what that means in pockets. But if you make a shahakal on one thing, okay, so maybe it doesn't apply to water, but if you make a bracha on one thing, and you have one, anything that's brought in front of you on that same bracha.
So that doesn't have to, right. You don't, just because you don't have to make a bracha, it's chal hamet. I'll say it better. It's chal hamet. You know, whatever. Say pach is meaning you don't have to make a bracha. Nachal b'yalo pri la'achlo. If you have a, you know, take the fruit in your hand, bracha is a nachal b'yalo, v'ne'avad, and then you made a bracha that fell out of your hand, v'ne'avad, or nimas, fell on the floor, you can eat it. Tzarek la'achlo l'vare, ava b'shahem, ha'itzu min l'fanash, ya'itzu k'shibir ha'alavishu. You can see that he had that on this fruit, and it fell out of your hand, then it's like it's a straight hesek, because you had asked on this and you don't have it. Sure, points out if you go ahead and realize that the fruit is rotten, you make a bracha and turn and see there's something, oh my gosh, there's a worm in it, I don't know, whatever. Just try to shave off a little bit so it's not a bracha levatala of the apple.
Unless you're
wrong. Mm-hmm. Right. Agav rach shalayatayinu alav la'achlo. But if you had das on everything, he said before, so then it doesn't make a difference. It's only if you were thinking of eating this apple like we had before, so that's, and then it fell, so then it wouldn't, and then you wouldn't work the, you have to make another bracha on it. It's not a bracha shein kvod bracha sodei lomba, and if you made the bracha and it fell, then you should say bracha shein, al shahuitzi shein shemayin levatala, that because it doesn't make it, you didn't say it bracha levatala, but kopanim, and it helps a little bit. Amar kashenafal bracha ta Hashem lomar elokeinu yisai veyomar lamdeinu chukecha sheinira kikori b'pasuk. So then it's nearer that you're saying a pasuk. You were trying to say a pasuk. Ve'ein kamuzik hishmarin levatala. In that case, it's not saying hishmarin levatala. It's not saying hishmarin levatala because you just finished the pasuk. Even at the beginning was a kavana for a pasuk, but you so if you said a pasuk. But this doesn't apply by you're standing by a spring, a water fountain. You can make a bracha and shayisa. Even this water is not there anymore. Like we said before, if you have kavana for everything, then that it's chal on everything. But if you put by water, even though it's not the same water, you dance in front of all and you can take a drink. I'm the commander of the Shchet. What do you do with if you have a toast? Paris. So let's start with Zion. Paris or Elon, closer to Chavishas Aminim. Paris or Elon, which aren't from the Chavishas Aminim. The whole Paris and Dama of Yerachos, all the Rishayim Gidulim in Aretz. Bracha Panashel and Bereid of Fashas Rabbos. You say Bereid of Fashas. V'im achal kol minim elu, if they eat from any of these things, v'varach l'achal kula v'racha achas, you have one bar, you say for one bar, you have and everything, v'racha zu chosim bar v'lo shen, and this bracha, you don't say, you say baruch heyo elomim, like shriach tum chach, baruch heyo elomim, you don't say baruch ata Hashem, heyo elomim, although there are some in Hagim and Hakim do say it, but the general meaning is not good. Shufi Shachanar, they'll say the Grah holds that you say it. But all the people fall down in Grah, you know, completely do that. Reish Ches, and it's Achavish is a meaning, Shein Gefen, Te'ena, Rimon, Zayis, Utvara, and the five fruits besides Chiti Masara, Vavarach, Achim, Vach, Achas, and Shalosh, you say they have a special bracha afterwards. In general, we say if it's Paris, if you're eating Paris, you have to say al Paris. If you say eating Paris, stam Paris, it's al Paris. Beis chamishes mine dalgan sheshlokan.
Is that one worked down in the Masapa or in
the Rama? About the Paris and Paris salad.
But what is
the question? I'm just mentioning, it's not brought down over here. I'm mentioning it because I'm just mentioning it. It might say it later on. It says it by, I think by Yayin. I think Yayin definitely says it.
Yeah.
And who did they say it's a Paris.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just mean a dog of Shalkan, of Kachan, also in Tavsho. You go ahead and you have, oatmeal or wheat, things like that. You have Maisa Kedera, Haritos, Geras Carmel, Daisa. Even if you make it really sweet, that if you mix drash and other things, or any other apples and cinnamon, whatever, you can still make the zonos of halamicha, even if it's extremely sweet. But even also hadagam b'tavshil el adapto. But if you're making a thing, you want to just put some flour in to make it, say, creamy sauce, things like that, to make it thicker. A lot closer to make it creamy or thicker. We have multiple tavshil. You're not putting it in to eat. You're not putting it in because you want to have flavor. Sometimes with your kids, you do put it as, let's say for an example, hamburgers, right? So, some mother will put, parent will put in some to make it to the top. If you don't make it to the top. But sometimes you want to stretch you really want to make it feel more filling, and you want to stretch it, so you make it to the zonos on it. That's not just the davening, that's to, what's it called? We'll stop here. We started a bit late. We'll continue with Mishka.